Blog Talk Radio.
And you don't stop, keep it on, keep it on, keep it on. You don't stop, keep it on, keep it on. Where the party at?
After the party, let's take a little time and talk about it. What's going through your mind? It has me shaking.
Try to find your
Make the world go round. Everybody, ladies and gentlemen, tonight is Express Your Vibe. I am Miss VIP, and I am joined by my phenomenal co-host, Poetic. What's going on, Poetic?
Hey, 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 what is going on, Miss VIP? It is awesome night to be here to express our vibe.
It is. So I'm going to let you know right now, I'm in a very romantic mood, so that's going to be my vibe for tonight, if you haven't guessed already.
I could tell by them songs. Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm not in a romantic mood tonight.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I'm in a sapiosexual mood tonight.
Well, damn. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, you got the mic. Express Your Vibe.
Appreciate it. The title of this piece is called Erotically Inked. As my voice tickles your eardrum, the porn in my words await your apple crumb. So sweet that your verbs create penetration from just the thought of simple secretion, while your saliva begs to be wetted, so wet that your tears of pleasure need to be vetted, while your word uterus is anxiously awaiting to give birth to a gaggle of filthy synonyms, antonyms, and idiomatic expressions and related words vigorously. While babysitting my kids in the back of her throat, I took out my pen to take note of how nasty her metaphors were. The feather on the other end of my pen made her kitten purr. The ink that ejaculated into her poetry cosmos illicitly was exploring her innermost, moist, narrow rule book paper. Her pad was full of hard calligraphy while my pen stroked her. The slightest oral diction had her create an unknown sexual poetic position that included me for our first collaboration. A collaboration of united oxygenation so we can breathe, smell, become excited. Of the smell of freshly scribed ink, I mean excited. About the possibility of uttering and making words and metaphors. While the art of lovemaking gets jealous and abhors this kind of fraternization as we mix some sexy ink. And to just think, she was more than just some word whore. Beneath the layers of her written emotions was so much more. In the middle of her Times New Roman stood a pen in glimmering sexual verbal armor, and he wanted to feel her ink dripped all over his blank canvas. See, she wasn't normal ink, and with practice, I would print her unique signature. As she was this kind scribe written in nature, my voice at this point was tickling more than her ears. Now she was so backed up for years, she began to burst, turning my beard into her liquefied poetry. As she writes and writes, the moisture from the ink consumes me. The warmth and wetness from ink so passionately transparent, and yes, yes, I want to make this manuscript mine. The scent of her ink is like the finest wine, so when we kiss together, our ink is bonded forever. And that's that piece.
Oh, my Lord. Wait. Now, I know I'm not supposed to be having a lot of commentary, but let me tell you something. Did you say you babysat my kids in the back of the house? Did you say that?
I did.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Lord, let's just put it this way. In the inside joke, my collarbones are twinging. Okay.
All right now.
Lord, have mercy. Ooh, Lord. That was hot. Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well, now it's time for you to express your vibe.
Oh, Lord. Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to bring your verbal mind dancer in with me. All right? Is that all right?
Well, that's all right.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, good evening, the CRT. Poetic, how you doing, brother?
Good, brother. How you feeling?
Okay. Can you hear me all right?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Joe and I, we have a little collab that we want to share with the people tonight because I feel mighty romantic. All right?
All right,
Joe. You got to pay.
Promises of love. There are no definitive words to describe what I feel. I've known physical love before. How can this feel more real? Empty promises, let me stop right here. Definitions of love have no bearing when most feel that caring is not enough. Promissory notes rarely get paid. How can I promise to love you and not have you stay? Unconditionally is how I love every day. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. Number one is just the thought of you. Number two, well, let's face it. We've been crapped on. Promises of love is like a trap door. Don't fall for that. Action speaks louder than words. No one's proven that. Back to one thought of you. Yes. I love you like that. I've had you in ways my voice can't relay. I've comforted you with my vocal embrace. Love outside the physical realm is often rejected. Can a promise of love be reflected on the page I write? When we say goodnight to strangers, how can we awaken in love? I, for one, write my reality with the morning sun. I can't project my thoughts as yours. What I can do is love you as you are.
I look up to meet your eyes, to find in them the things I finally found in me. Love, compassion, and authenticity. I was on this road twice before. I wasn't in love with the first, sort of in love with the second, but never had the true love I needed until you. Every touch leaves me wanting more. Each kiss, I'm breathless. I used to think this kind of love was silly. Reading about it, I thought rather clingy. Yet it's what you're giving me. Now I crave it. You say I wear my heart on my sleeve. I love you, babe. Something I'll never tire of hearing, and I'll never tire of saying it. My world is in color because you're in it. At sunset, I am in anticipation of you holding me close. Dinner by candlelight, making love at midnight, to reach over in daylight and feel you by my side. You love me. I thank God daily you're in my heart, that he gave me you, giving me a true love that makes me shine inside and out. My heart is yours forever and a day, and only you make me feel this way, and that's that piece.
Oh, wow. I guess y'all are in a very romantic mood tonight. Joe the Purple, let me count the ways. Man, this is a beautiful piece of poetry you two together collabing. Man, so romantic, man. I love this expression, vibes. Love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Joe. I appreciate you.
Oh, you're welcome to VIP. It was a pleasure writing with you.
Absolutely. I feel the same. All right. Well, I'm going to put you back in queue. All right. And matter of fact, I'm going to put you in the beanbag chair.
Awesome.
All right, darling. Thank you. One love.
One love, one love, mic.
One love, one mic. Wow.
Oh.
So that's how y'all doing tonight, huh?
Well, I just felt romantic. You know what? I forgot. Before we go any further, I must thank our CEO, Mr. For Real, Douglas the Poet, you know, a.k.a. For Real. And I got all that wrong because I'm just life lying. But anyway, we thank him for this platform tonight. And this show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? And I got mine on. You got yours on, Van?
Yeah, I definitely got mine on.
All right, now. Well, let's continue. Shall we continue?
Absolutely. Let's get some more vibe expressions.
Ooh, okay, mate. It's time for me to bring my diva in. La Perla Negra. Hey, diva. What's up?
Hey, diva. Hey, Van.
Hey.
Yo, y'all just cutting up tonight.
Yeah.
I was not ready. Okay.
What forever dost thou speak it of?
Look, man, let me tell you something. Hold on. Let me speak on my diva's piece first. I got you. Okay. Look, what did he say? For one, write my reality with the morning sun.
Damn. Uh-huh.
And you, the way you say I love you, babe. Guess what? It's got to melt that. Whatever man is with you, is lucky enough to be with you, has got to melt him the way you said that. I almost fell over for a second when you said that. I love you, babe. Damn. Gosh, it was so soft. And you, Mr. Meadows. Your piece was so stimulating, I couldn't even take notes. I took the nasty note, I must admit, because I got stuck.
I took the nasty note.
I mean, it's just a piece of poetry, you know, it's just a piece of poetry.
Wait a minute. You said you were in a sapiosexual mode. Okay. It isn't just poetry when you're sapiosexual, so don't even try that. You're trying to downplay it. Okay, I'm good. Oh my God. Y'all, them pieces were awesome. Now, go ahead, Diva, you want to stop sneaking? Don't be sneaking no collabs in. on me. I can give you a heads up. That ain't fair. It's not fair.
Right.
Oh, I was just in a mood, so I thought I'd get a little help. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. All right, that's fine. I got you.
She did that. Now.
She did that. Yeah, she did it, but don't make me be sneaky. Yeah.
Of all people, oh. Joe the Verbal?
Exactly. Okay. Mm-hmm. I knew something was in the works. Mm-hmm. That's all right though. It was awesome. It was really awesome.
So, what's your vibe tonight, my darling?
My vibe? I had a crazy I just had a crazy day today. It made me start writing. Then I followed up with some other stuff, but it was crazy. I don't even have a title for this, so, and it's a very short piece.
Whenever you're ready, express your vibe.
Thank you. The devil came for me today, and it was one of the most exquisite approaches, almost flawless even. With an energetic pull, I would have happily and willingly gotten caught up in, had I not been blessed with the strength of a lifted veil. So, see, it isn't always about sex. Sometimes it's just intimacy that I crave. I believe music is life and poetry is oral sex. And when you bring those two together, you have a pure, beautiful creation that touches all. And it cannot be mistaken for anything else because it is everything. So give me a pen and a tune and see my world open through the colors of my vision and sound. My waters are still, but they will purify the aspect of your life. And that's their piece.
Mm. Wow. Wait a minute. You said the devil came.
The devil came for me today. He did.
And it was so exquisite. Did you say exquisite?
I'm the most exquisite approach.
Ooh. Mm, mm,
yeah.
Mm, mm, mm. That
was
nice.
It was a test.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a beautiful piece of Perla Negra. I mean, you know, if all of the events of today had you writing like this, man, you need those events more often.
No, don't say that. I don't need that coming at me like that no more. Now, trust me.
Yeah,
devil.
Listen. Sometimes the negativity in your life will create some of the most beautiful poetry. And you have to own it.
Okay, I'll take that.
Because this piece was beautiful to me. Because
there's
an expression
really
of your vibe.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Oh, that's what I was supposed to say. And that's my vibe. I'll get it right next time. I guess that was a test today. But you know what? I agree. I mean, that was a trip, though.
But all right.
You were coming.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. I if I hadn't been blessed with the strength of a lifted veil, I'd have been in trouble, I'm trying to tell you. I'd have reverted back to everything that I cleansed myself of, and I'm not trying to go back there. So it's all good.
I know that's what I mean.
It's all good. So,
all right, man.
Now, before you going over to the beanbag, what do you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe?
Oh, let's see. Saturday, next Saturday, this is your Saturday. So next Saturday, I host Poetic Therapy with Stan the Man Phillips. Very cool dude. And that is Saturday nights at 9. Monday nights, I am 1/4 host of the Neo Soul Cafe with For Real the Poet Douglas, Essentially Johnny, and Poetic. And y'all come on through because you'll love the second half of the show where we push your pen. And it's a segment called Pick Up Your Pen, and it taps into your creative side. Just a couple of minutes of music, you get to create a nice little piece with some phrases. And Wednesday nights at 9 in Love Zone, I'm there with my diva, Ms. VIP. Now, I don't have, this is your turn, Diva. I do not have a topic of discussion, but I'm working on it. I'm working on it. You know, I'm always thinking. I'm working on it. So we'll let y'all know something. But y'all come on by Wednesday nights and you're caught up in the Love Zone.
All right now.
There you have it.
All right now.
I get a beanbag. This is the first time. This is my first time.
I know.
I'm a beanbag virgin.
You got to go in the beanbag. What's your favorite libation, okay?
Oh, man. I could use a couple of them tonight. I'm trying to tell
wow.
you now.
All right now.
I ain't got no tree. I ain't got no drink.
Oh, well, him. Well, we have everything in the Groovy Lounge. The Groovy Lounge has everything. So if you sit in your beanbag and check out that drawer next to you, I hope you will.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you, Shiva. That'll work. Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Right.
You ain't got to say it like that, Van.
I mean, this is Express Your Vibe, right?
Yes,
you're supposed to not being any character, right? You're supposed to be who you are, right?
That's right. Lord have mercy, I need a drink for realness.
This is definitely who I am.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Lord have mercy on my soul. I got to pray before I go over there. I love this show, though. I really do. The title of the show, Express Your Vibe, is hot. And then you got people coming in here just bringing them, being themselves. Man, I couldn't think of nothing better. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm. All right, my diva. So that sends you over to the Love Lounge. Okay. I mean, the Groovy Lounge. The Groovy Lounge.
Uh-huh. Look at
She got a beanbag.
Right?
Waiting for her.
It's a beanbag,
yeah. Is your person talking like that? Y'all, all right, send me over here. One love, one mic. I'll be back.
One love, one mic. Take
one
your
love,
mic,
one mic.
Baby, baby.
Ooh, she is something else. Mm-mm-mm. That's my diva.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to Express Your Vibe with your hosts, Ms. VIP, Poetic. If you're listening online, dial 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1. If you're already here and you're prepared to express your vibe, go ahead, press 1. We're not going to bite. Not tonight.
All right. Are you ready, Poetic?
I'm ready. Who do we have next?
We are about to get rained on.
Ooh.
Hey, Diva. How are you?
What's up, Diva?
Hey,
Poetic.
Hey, Rain. How are you?
I'm good. I was rushing to get here. I'm so sad that I missed the collab. I caught something about making love at midnight. And I was like, oh, I missed the whole damn thing. So I'm going to have to go back and listen.
Oh, yeah, this one's not going to be streamed in the archives because you don't want to hear the piece that I did. So this one probably won't get – this one probably
– No, sir. I will be listening, especially since I'll be on the road for 2.5 days. You know,
oh,
I'm probably
going
to go back and listen.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I've
don't
missed a lot of
his
shows.
You might crash the car. Don't listen to his.
Right.
You might crash.
Right, don't
listen to that. I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, yeah?
I'm trying
it's
to
like
tell
that?
It's
so
like that.
As soon as the as soon as the link goes up tonight, is what you're saying. I should listen to it tonight. Okay, I got it.
Oh man,
not if you want to.
Yeah.
Road.
No,
you might want to wait
tonight.
Till pull over.
I'm
honey,
not leaving
you might
want to
wait. Okay, well then, the replay. Will, you know, yes. Alrighty then. So, darling,
mm-hmm.
it is time
mm-hmm.
to express
yeah.
your vibe. So, when you're ready, the mic is yours.
So when I came in, you know, I'm going to try to keep the love vibe going. I asked for some assistance with this next one. So I used to write a lot of collabs back in the day. This one is circa 2011. That's a new one. 2011. And it was I don't know if you know who Poetically Written is, not to be confused with Written in Pain, but his name was Poetically Written, and he wrote this with me. So if my help could start, and the name of the piece is Love Captured in Whispers.
I hear whispers, sweet whispers, fainting upon my lobes, and they rest there. They rest there. Taking in random senses, this voice, so sweet of a voice, carries my spirit in an intoxicated state of mind, blowing my mental. This voice decapitates my will to find silence. Anymore, it's love nudging me. It's love tugging me to lead as I follow, judging me before I swallow. This feel of her spirit, she is love, like a soft breeze behind a shady tree with falling leaves and masculine colorific views. She is a sound of nature working, blown in a sonic rhythm and blues. She is love, a saxophone in my blood flow, running down my spine, allowing my violin to strum so mysteriously. As with each time she fades across, I'm lost in her love. She has my senses so curious now, I can smell with my touches now. I see with scent of her inspiration. Now I have fallen, and I can't seem to get back to a place where legs show me how to walk alone. It's love. She is a silk that knows my skin pores, soothing, pampering my intellect in downpours of wet, radiant affections, collections of my yesterdays, directions of where I will be, as long as she stays whispering, whispering sweetly in my lobes. She is my passion on a different high, a rainbow-filled dream with an autumn sky. She is my reason to stand up firmly, soft enough to lay eye to eye within her gaze. She is love on me, in me, around me, whispering softly in my ear, I am love right here, taking over.
When I whispered, he heard me, expressing the depths of me sweetly. He sighed and then I heard him reply softly as he held my thoughts there, right there. His soft whispers of soothing moved me unapologetically, hypnotizing my ability to resist. With closed eyes, I listened to him speak. He controls me remotely, holding me captive in my own mind, rewinding time just to hear him find me again. He wraps the depths of his tones and suppressed zones of me, wanting more, needing more of him. It's love claiming me. It's love that I don't remember, requesting me to surrender as he leaves. I follow, yet overwhelming me in spiritual realms that are familiar. Yes, they're heavenly. He is love. And his reflection I find in he finally. mating the soul of me. He unmasked me, exposed me, and he was a real. I feel him. Intangible dreams of now, he wows me. He plays me. He wrote my lyrics out. I sing for him. He listens. The songs written by he for we, and he smiles. As rainbowed promises become reality, I dance in his love freely, lost in him completely. He came to me and rearranged me, twisted my turns and placed me on his path as he leads me. Shares his vision for what is and what will be. He paints me in colors of firing forever, shaking my leaves of yesterday as the leaves leave me falling, and I smile watching them fade as he appears in vibrant colors of now. Ever present, his presence draws me into him. I inhale his intellectual vibe. We ride upon waves of confidence, knowing, and understanding. I adore the softer side of this man. He finds me. I respect the depths of this man. He transforms me. I surrender to the sensuality of this man. He fills me. I absorb the passion of this man. He moves me. I admire the strength of this man. He protects me. I worship the God in this man. He prays for me. I wear him proudly, a king, adorning my heart and soul with jewels far more valuable than any garments or rubies. He canopies me with sounds of refreshing winds. He calms me like an autumn breeze, brisk and comforting, tracing me in changes as his whispers warm me again. This time is now. The time is now to finally be what we were made to be, give into love, captured in frames to display as we remember this day, the day that love captured us in whisper. That's poem.
Mm-hmm. That was beautiful. And that was
poetic. Thank you.
Oh my God!
I just from it on poetic. So thank you.
Wow!
Man, thank you for allowing me to read. That was a beautiful piece. Very beautiful.
So nice. Man.
Yeah, that I used to write a lot back then. It's a different vibe back then.
I hear you.
Man,
this is so beautiful.
My goodness. It was beautiful.
Oh.
Man.
Yes.
Well,
Rain, see, poetic, so I have much. Another side of my pen. See?
I see.
And Diva, thank you for the space. Always, I appreciate you and can't wait to lay your hands and eyes on you. I got hugs for you.
Girl, yeah. All right, that's what's up. So we're going to set you in the groove lounge and the beanbag and
yes, indeed.
Whatever you like.
Make room.
Whatever you like is in the drawer right next to me. I
got
it all.
Thank you.
All right, chick. Thank you. One love, one mind.
Absolutely. One love, one mind.
One love, one
mind. That's all. Baby, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dad, y'all just knocked my socks off with that one. Dang. Poetic. Guess
man.
Who is in the studio?
Who do we got? Who done crept up in the studio? Who done came in?
Come on now. Mr. Kane Spade, yo, Raquel.
Oh, CEO of DSR himself. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. All right. Well, hello. How are you?
What's good?
Hey, what's going on over here? You know, Miss VIP, Poetic. You know, Poetic. Hey, Poetic, I'm catching you over here doing all these collabs, man. I mean, I'm going to tell Mr. Boss that you're still in the style, man.
Listen. Can't nobody steal Mr. Boss in collab style, man. I can't even come close. Every time I get one, I already had about 10 or 12.
No, but y'all doing y'all thing over here, man. I mean, it's a cool show in here, you know. Hey, good to hear you, Miss VIP. First time I catch you on a Friday.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Glad to have you on Express Your Vibe. Mm. Now, if I didn't know better, but I do, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Kane Spade, Express Your Vibe. And when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Indeed, indeed. You see, on this broadcast, y'all had me searching once again. Had to write a little something. I found a little something I wrote a few months ago. This question plagued my mind. So in my way of expressing my vibe, this question is, am I an artist? I use a different paintbrush. My canvas is the world. When I open my eyes, like an instant photo op, no selfie, I absorb. Life, my fuel. Save and load. Paperbacks and keyboards, the monitors and memory cards, my ammunition. Read and listen. Wordplay, my art, any day. Don't let blood stain the ink, sorry to say. Yet that day, I'll have my written way. Chalk out lines of someone lost that day. Tears are endless. How can a writer be finished? Be a poetic witness, forever clenching a pen. Artistry, be careful of that delivery. I want them to listen to me carefully. My skill I want growing like an endless tree. Never stop that urge to feed off of me. Provoked, like you never knew the meaning of choke. Yeah, I'm woke. Future estimation of commentary to a poet's piece. Yeah, I'm dope. Arrogance, confidence, strength from my pen. Get lost while reading this, urging you to become a poet. To urge you to write a piece. To think now, where should I begin? And that's always from DSR, All Damn Day.
My brother, my brother, my brother, my goodness. Man. This expression of his vibe is just so dope. Just so dope, man. This is our era of Rakim right here, y'all. And y'all can tell by that piece. VIP, you muted? I think she muted. She muted. She must be muted. But my brother, that's a phenomenal piece of ink, man. I'm in awe of your pen, too, bro. I tell you, man, that's why I see you. I see you as our Rakim for this side, man, for this era, for these voices, because that's who you are, bro. You just got to accept it, man. You just got to accept it, man.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. You know, I definitely got to come back with y'all show with a longer piece. I feel like somewhat shortchanging y'all, you know. But, yeah, I had to do a little something. Plus, that's the first time I ever spit that piece on live on any show.
Wow, really? Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Man, we're honored that you decided to spit it here with us tonight, man. Absolutely.
Yes,
hey,
I loved
man.
It. I really did. That was awesome.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Miss VIP and Poetic, you know. Keep doing your thing on here, expressing your vibe. You know I'm enjoying the show. I'm going to go in the back. You already know I got my platters.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about. I'm going to have to take a little break. I'm going to take a little break. You got those buffalo wings, man. I got to take a little break.
Yeah, I got the whiskey wings tonight.
Man, he got the whiskey.
All right,
which one? You got the Tennessee whiskey?
Nah, it's the Philly PA whiskey.
All right,
my man. That's what I'm talking about, brother.
Wow.
All right, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, yeah. Got me hungry.
Man. Right?
You always have a food on the line. Always. Well, if you're ready for the next caller.
Bring them on there. Who we got? Who we got next on Express Your Vibe?
We got area code 484. Welcome to Express Your Vibe. Who's on the mic tonight?
This is your boy, Blaze.
Blaze, my bro. What's good
hey,
with you, bro?
How are you?
How's everybody doing tonight?
Good, family.
We're good.
Good, man. So.
No, how is everybody doing tonight for real? I want to know the real part of it. Y'all good?
Oh, man, listen, it's Friday. I ain't had to work.
Yeah.
I got my kids. I ain't had to drive for 8 hours, 9 hours a day. Bro, it is a great night.
That's mm-hmm. what I'm talking about. I want to hear the truth.
All right, now. I'm good. I'm real good. I'm retired. I'm good.
I know that's
so
what I'm
Yeah,
I feel good. As a matter of fact, I feel so good that I feel like I'm bad as shit.
Ooh, well, tell them about it, bro. That's what I'm talking about.
All right,
about.
Well, you know what? With that, how about you go and express your vibe? The mic is yours.
All right. Yeah, it's Friday night. Tonight, I'm here to suck and fuck till we get stuck. So you best to pucker up and brace yourself for that. Please understand that I'm going to be breaking your heart, but not the way that you are familiar with. I'm speaking, digging deep in your interior, making you inferior due to me killing your shit. I mean, think about it. Me eating your kitty cat, making it go splitty splat, sticky sack with your clit dripping. I mean, shit sickening, fingering your butthole for a while, switch it up. Sucking on your toes with a smile. My plan is to make you nut so way before you nut so hard like it's going out of style. Listen, I'm here to make your body convulse, shaking like you're having flashbacks of war spasms. Get your bones clicking and cracking, secretly asking yourself, what just happened? Back acting like it's having body snatching type orgasms. Putting in work and see, this is what you get for flirting with me. I'm opening the curtains. You see, oh, wow. I don't know if I should pitch pennies in this fountain because that shit's shooting higher than a mountain. I ain't even starting counting how many times, along with how high you've been squirting. Damn right, got your shit hurting. Yeah, you thirsting for that staff? Because I've been submersing in that ass. I'm likely a computer with a virus. It's guaranteed that way before your thoughts to marry me, your entire earth is bound to crash. First, you should have asked about my sexual talent. As you just now experienced, you hearing this has completely knocked you off balance. I opened you up so nicely till you can hear the winds howling. I love this as an art. Mix this thing up like Marshall from Shaolin. How when every time I stick my tip in even before stroking, I'll have you choking, hoping your shit will close in, but my job is to keep it wide open. But peep, peep my slogan. Whenever you even accidentally think of me, your body will take on the form of a very low bend. That's my slogan, your very bend. I'm known to make families go spend a lot of time together to no end because they had tried to control how you're thinking due to how I have your mind frozen, making this your spoken word token. I do the most when I'm hosting. I'm the like ghost when he was digging all up in Tasha, but was visualizing Angela with his mental camera, set out to damage her. Ginger, ew. But on the flip side, with his hips wide, caused her to see grams that fail. I make one see signs that tell tales while I'm tossing your tail. Well, never ever have I been at nastiest. To the point I tell you what to do, and believe me, I ain't asking shit. Now, not saying I'm a slave master on you. Never will I crack a whip, but I am saying when we're playing, you will be performing backwards flips, and I'll continue giving you this massive dick just for becoming an additive to both our happiness. You should be glad as shit to be my one and only catalyst who done brought me back to life as if you were Lazarus. Now, let's take it from the top without these massive scripts, because we will be the best at what we do exactly. Shit, my spit's hazardous. I'm going to continuously tear your friend's name from what your brains claim, making everything inside you clap and drip. Our next encounter, you're going to perform a rapid strip. I mean, I'm going to give it to you till you tell me. Matter of fact, I'm asking you, tell me, am I or am I not bad as shit? I mean, I'm giving it to you like this because I need to know, am I or am I not bad as shit? Shit, I know I'm bad as shit. Blaze and peace.
Whoa. Well,
my brother.
My brother.
Hey, man, I don't know, man. That's your vibe, but you going to have one nasty, wet, sticky, sloppy mess after all of that. Good job.
Yeah. Now,
good job.
Now, it's time for you to go to the Groovy Lounge in the big old beanbag chair with some water repellent cover on there. Woo! All righty now.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Woo! All right now.
My bro.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, Lord have mercy. We know what kind of vibe he was on.
Whew. Right,
now,
right, right. A nasty one.
On.
Just filthy,
yeah.
Nasty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Whoa. All right. Let's go to the next caller, shall we? Area code 619. Area code 609, my bad.
09. See, you more messed up than you thought. You more messed up than you
welcome
thought.
Welcome to Express Your Vibe. Who's on the mic?
I don't know. What's going on, man?
Divine Inspiration.
Hey.
What's going on, Pastor Pinky?
Pastor Pinky made an appearance, y'all.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. Whew. I just pulled up in parts.
What's good with you, my brother?
Finally get relaxing a little bit. I just got back from Philly from doing that garden I was working on out there.
Oh, okay.
But let me call that. I feel like hearing and spitting some delicious. So while I was listening, I was writing.
So what's good with you, man? What you got going on?
I just finished a piece for the show, though.
Ah.
I was writing. I actually went into my, I got a little folder that said poems in the works. And I had one that I had a title to and maybe the first line to, and that was it. So that one jumped out to me, so I finished it.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
so I'm ready when you are. I said I'm ready. Let me find it again. There we go.
Oh, Lord.
You know I'm special. You have to make allowance for me.
Okay.
This is called Double Take. I saw that the Dunkin' Dunk, as you sauntered by, I had to do a double take to ensure nothing was wrong with my eyes. Nowadays, it's hard to tell which is injected and which is the work of the Almighty. Because Frankensteining, the body is on the rise. And for the life of me, I don't know why. I mean, if you recognize that the body you wear was made by God and see the beauty therein, you would see the beautiful creation within. Failing to do so is paramount to sin. We allow the enemy to fill us with doubt and blind us to the beauty we are. Plastic surgery, lip and butt injections would diminish when we recognize that we are each a star. Start your days with a prayer, of course. Then look in the mirror and tell yourself you are wonderfully made. Then tell Satan to step off, because if he thinks he got you, then he's been played. Let no man or woman cause you to doubt your beauty. Stop this madness of injecting poison into your beauty, into your booty. Caring for the body God made you in is certainly your reasonable duty. You are beautiful and wonderfully made. No knife or surgeon could ever improve upon God's design. And if no one has told you today, let me be the first. You are beautiful. And that's that piece.
Man, man, Pastor Stinky. Hey. So you had to do a double take. Just be glad that you didn't offer.
Okay.
Just be glad that you didn't offer to investigate. Take out your medical equipment to
just
dissect.
Because you're on a diet, don't mean you
can't
look at a plate.
My brother.
Oh my goodness.
Well, I enjoyed that.
Thank you.
Just don't be like Crocodile Dundee and walk up and grab it. You know?
No.
it might get you smacked, you know.
Okay.
You might get arrested and thrown in jail these days.
Yeah, man.
That was a good part of that movie, though. Yeah, me too.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Ms. VIP, what you think about Pastor Thinky's piece there?
I was kind of caught up on the padunkadunk. I'm like, what the heck?
Padunkadunk.
Why are you looking at padunkadunk?
It's padunkadunk with the B. Padunkadunk.
Oh, padunkadunk.
Padunkadunk. Looking at the.
Oh my Lord.
Maximus, the booty, the tail, the buttocks.
The booty.
The thing that
holds
the panties, the things that holds the panties together, because the panties don't hold it no more these days.
What the hell? Oh my God!
No, they really don't.
Hey, Blame Pastor Sneaky came with kind of vibe, you know. I'm just the host, you know.
Hey, Lord.
Talking, talking about doing
that,
double
that was a good vibe.
In the Bedunkin' Dome.
So, before we let you go, what you got going on?
Well, this Sunday, on the Inspiration Factory, of course, 9 o'clock, of course, we have a choice as usual. But it's just, as usual, we just want to praise God and thank him for what he's doing for us. You know, we just got to, I just want us to just, you know, let him know how much we appreciate him, how much we recognize what he's done for us. And we just want to have a little praise session, I guess you could say, this Sunday. You know,
sounds good to me.
Naturally,
it's profanity free, but other than that,
y'all heard it. Profanity free Inspiration Factory. There are quite a few people that had to get cut off. Now we're not. We will cut your mic. We will cut your mic.
Ain't that the truth?
Besides, it tests your pen to keep it clean, to think of some words to replace some of those more colorful words that we like to use.
Absolutely. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Right. Well, Pastor Slinky, we're going to put you in the groove zone, in the bean bag. Just for you, okay? You go on there in that bean bag and sit down chill, and pull that drawer open, and I got what you smoke. All right.
All righty. Sound like a plan
tonight
to
me. Tonight I'm contributing to your cause. I don't want to, but tonight I am, because it's the groove lounge.
Okay.
It's the groovy lounge. So
I like it.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, brother.
God bless you both.
God bless you too, brother.
God bless you. Lord have mercy. You know what? I just realized I didn't. This is so good. I didn't even do a break or do a station identification break. Can you hook a sister up, my brother?
Oh, man. I guess I can find something. Hold on. Here we go. I got one.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
And speaking of for real, my balladeer is on the line, so I'm going to bring him in.
Really? We got the CEO on the line?
Sure, baby, baby.
Hey, honey bunch.
What a do, Shane Bagels?
What's going on,
what
brother?
A do, boy? What's up, my brother? What's
man.
Going on, Miss VIP? What it do, y'all? Y'all nasty up in here tonight. Y'all doing some real nasty stuff.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Miss Curly dancing with Satan and
Deny.
I don't know what Blaze is doing. I don't know what Blaze was up in there doing. You know what I mean? Y'all real nasty up in this joint up in here.
He was in a box. He was in his own groove.
He was in his vibe. Yeah, he was in his vibe.
He was in his vibe now. That was his vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was dope, though. It was dope. It was dope. Kane Speed and anything. Y'all drug Kane Speed from out of this new hiding place. That was dope.
Yeah, man.
Collabs here to the left, collabs to the right. I'm hearing y'all. I'm checking y'all out. Shout out to Miss Rain. Baby. Okay. No, that's it. That's yeah, I was stuck. You know, I had a fake orgasm just then.
Oh, my God.
Some people understand what I'm talking about.
Oh, my goodness.
Some people understand. You
know? Oh, man.
I've been doing the program, y'all. I'm about to go over to the plantation, and y'all kept me company with y'all silly selves. And I can go there with this smile on my face, you know what I'm saying? They're going to wonder why I'm smiling, you see, because I just heard a
all
whole
right,
bunch
man.
Of nasty stuff, you know?
Yeah. Give it to them.
Man,
so,
I'm going, I'm, you know, just love, my diva.
Oh, baby, baby. Sugar, are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes, yes, I am ready. I am ready. I'm locked and loaded. I brought to you guys something old. I just felt like doing an old piece, something old, vintage.
Well, that's all right. Fresh your vibe, baby love.
I shall. Is the mic mine?
The mic is yours, baby.
Thank you. She strums me. Delicate fingers touching me. Lightly. Ever so lightly. Lighting this fire that's inside of me. Almost. Teasing me. Her tongue tickles as she discovers me and who I am. Sensually killing me softly. The passions within her aggression sparking the flames within me. So very tantalizing. The innocence in her eyes as she gave her love to me. Her love to me. Totally all of her she chosen to give to me. I let go of any hold that this world had on me and gave myself to her. She made me feel like a god. And she was like Mother Earth to me. And we were in the midst of creation. Sparks of us started off as passions erupting in volcanic eruptions, molten lava in heated streams of steam, shaking things, sprouting trees and things, moving mountains with the force of our lovemaking, blowing soft breaths upon her silken, growing thicker, strengthened, consuming every involuntary moment. Each sigh of hers I heard as we caressed, tiny, careless whispers, tainted to winds that gave creation to mountains and birthed the heavens. My heart strings gently vibrating as her heart sang to me, as her heart sang to me, as the oceans in us both gave way to a dozen tsunamis, strong waters crashing, sensual, orgasmic comings, we were reaching. Distant volcanoes began erupting, and so was the tender fibers of my every being, of our every being. It was that pleasure principle, only found in uncharted regions where boldly few men dared to go, whether I asked or not. The sounds of her moans let me know that I found her sacred spots. See, as she delicately strummed me, acoustically like some priceless guitar thing, finding me and my spot with her kisses gently, she be everything to me, my everything she be. See, she be killing me softly. Got me inner screaming in agony as she touches me, provoking the screams within me to leak. Hot, lavered streams, although heated. This here is soothing. It warms me. It cools her. She bathes within a pool of me. I love the way that she strums me. Delicate fingers touching me lightly. Delicate fingers strumming me in hidden places that thus far have only been secret to only me. Although she hadn't asked, she knows my special spot. She can tell by my moaning, and the way that she got my soul singing. I love the way that she strums me. Delicate fingers, the way that she touches me. Delicate fingers, the way that she touches me. The touch of her, the way she touches me, teasingly, for real.
Oh, my brother. My brother, my brother.
That was amazing.
Man,
totally
yes.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Uh-huh. There was a lot of touching going on there, you know?
It's a lot. I was touched.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You haven't entered each other yet. Mm-hmm. That's just foreplay.
Oh. My goodness. My collarbone.
No, that was it.
Cut it out.
That was some touching.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, that was, like I said, you know, that was just foreplay. For all the years of wanted. For all the years of wanting. Wanting, yet stumbling and ending up with nothing. That was for all the years. For all those years, Ms. VIP, in searching for a special something. So when you finally get your hands upon it, you know what I'm saying? Make it worth something. Make it worth something.
I'm going to have to put you over in the Groovy Lounge. Because you're grooving
you
a little bit, baby.
It's my vibe.
It's your vibe, baby. Yes, I dig it.
Well, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, baby. So we are gonna put you over in the Groove Lounge in the beanbag chair.
Put me in the beanbag chair, baby. I dig you.
All right, sugar. Well, have a good night tonight, all right? And listen to the rest of the show.
Baby, baby. All right, y'all. One love, y'all. One love.
One love. I'm getting scared for real now. You better stop playing. All right. Poetic, are you ready for our next caller?
I am.
Oh, Lord. All right. It's our diva, Miss Lips. Hey, diva, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Hey, Miss Lips.
We are great.
I'm missing you guys. I've been kind of tied up in some stuff lately, but I think everything's kind of coming around now so I can get back to it.
Good.
Oh, well, that's good. Very good.
Yeah.
I hope so. That's what's up.
Yeah, I miss you guys. Mm-hmm. I missed the get down last night. I was only on there for like an hour, and that's not normal for me.
Man, shout out to J. Rob, the wise son, and that dude, Poetic. That was a dynamite show. You might have to go back and listen to that playback because it was good.
Yeah, I think I might. Yeah. But yeah, so today's been kind of an ordeal. Yeah.
Okay.
Today I have a long ordeal, and I'm glad to be back with my Poetic family.
Glad to have
That's
you back.
That's what's up. Yeah.
tonight is I've been digging in the archives. I got one of my old pieces tonight.
Well, that's all right. Whatever your vibe is, you express it. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
This piece is called My Need. I have a need, a dark craving brewing up in my soul. I need someone who can handle my fire. I've lived too long for the bravado of youth to move me. I need a man who knows his stock and is equipped to handle a full-grown woman. I've lived in this place of sensual slave as well as the wise sage. But right now, I need a man who knows that he offers more than his prowess. His voice needs to shake me beyond just the surface. His smile needs to light up my soul. The touch of his hand must make fires arise, and his kiss bring pleasures untold. His stature is strong, his vision is clear, his confidence easy, no arrogance. And he needs to know how to contain my wild side, because I'm true to my sign of Aquarius. And lastly, he's thick, so that I feel secure when he holds me within his embrace. And oh yes, he's compassionate, caring, and wise, and he understands a man's true place. So if you're out there seeking your queen, and you're through with the games that boys seek, then consider my words and step forward in the strength of the king you were created to be. Poem.
Mm. Ooh-wee. You ain't playing no games, my darling.
Yeah, I'm too old for the games anymore.
You understand?
Yes,
that's
yes,
that
vibe. Yes, 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 yes. Interesting. Dope, dope piece.
That's that vibe. Ooh, girl.
That was definitely your vibe. Definitely your vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
glad to have you back.
I'm going to behave.
No, don't behave. Fine. Give it to me. I want to hear what you got to say. I've actually never read this one for people to hear.
Well, since you said give it to you, well. Miss Lips.
Yes.
Did I hear you say that you are an Aquarius? Did I hear you say that?
Yes.
No more.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Here we go. Hang on for the ride.
Discussion before.
Well,
hang on for the ride.
Let me say this. Let me say this. You added a nice little disclaimer in your piece that you know, when you're tired of playing games and you're ready for a queen. Noted. 'Cause Aquarius women are very, very untrustworthy. And because you said that when they're tired of playing games, which means you're tired of playing games too, so you're ready to make sure that he has a queen. And I can appreciate that. I can appreciate that. Piece was beautiful, beautifully written. You know, you'll have to hear my other comments about Aquarius on Wednesday's Love Zone. Yeah, you should go check that out.
Oh, no.
I know there are many Aquarius women who have been trouble, including some in my own family, but I always have tended to be the kind of person who gives what I expect. I never play a game. If I'm doing 10 different things, then I'm going to tell you I'm doing 10 different things. And if I'm being for real with you, then I'm going to be for real with you. I've never been one who hid who I was. So if I was dating, especially when I was young.
Oh, that's a real Aquarius trait, though. They love hiding who they really are. And they don't like to be tied down for too long. They like to be free-spirited. So if you think you can tie them down and hold them down, that's not going to work for them because they like to be free. I'm sorry.
I like to be free, but I like to be free within a structure. I wrote a piece called Morning Prayer. It talks about being free in a monogamous relationship.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I like to be able to put my guard down sometimes and not have to be always in charge and always taking care of everything. And because I was put in that position by my family.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what, though? But that's kind of like all of us got a sign, and that's okay.
Right.
But, darling, I'm going to put you in the beanbag chair and the groovy lounge. And I got your favorite.
I'll take that.
All right, darling.
If you look,
all right,
if you look in that drawer, I got what you smoke if you smoke, and I got what you read if you read. You know what I'm saying? I got you.
I read and drink. I'm not a smoker, but I'll read and drink.
There you
all
go.
All right, now.
I got you. All right, love. Thank you so much. One love, one mic, baby.
One love,
one love, one mic.
All right, darling. Oh, poetic.
Yeah.
I think we need a station identification break for this one.
Let's see. I got one for you. Hold on.
All right.
The next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
All right. Oh, poetic. Guess who is next on the mic?
Who we got next on Express Your Vibe?
This is one of my favorite poets. That's my New York John. One of my New York Johns. Ha-ha.
I agree.
But,
see, two of them.
I know.
I got two of them.
But this one is Javi.
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 Javi. Javi. What up,
Iron
Man?
What up, Pasha? I'm good. I'm good. I'm
okay,
eating chicken
good.
Right now. I'm happy.
I bet.
I'm in my sweet spot. I'm in
okay,
my sweet
now.
Spot right now.
All right. Yeah. Well, welcome to Express Your Vibe. I'm very happy you're here.
Thank you. One sec. Give me one second. Mm-hmm. Wait, hold on.
Okay, no problem.
So, welcome to Express Your Vibe. Where people
hey, we're here.
Ask you, and they put you on hold.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what happened. That's
what
I
do. We're
yeah.
here for you, bro. We're here for you, bro.
Thank you, sir. I do my best.
Hey man, you got some chicken for me? You got some chicken for me? Hold on, we can't go no further.
Yeah, I'm gonna send it. I'm a Scotty beam that over to you. You know,
my brother.
You know, most people had that. I'm trying to tell you. You know, people have Uber, and we have Scoober, and we just basically shoot Uber. It. You know, over there across the sea. See, you know, I don't touch the water. It's still hot. It's good stuff. It's chicken.
My man,
good
that's
too.
What I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. So. What we doing tonight? What's the name? What's happening?
It's Express Your Vibe, bro. So it's whatever you like, man. Whatever,
it's whatever
your vibe
you feel
is
like, man. Whatever your vibe is.
Well,
uh-oh.
I already know what that's going to be. But go ahead, bro. I'm dying to hear it.
Well, I'm going to sound.
Because you still smacking, boy. You made me want to go fry some chicken. I ain't going to lie. You made me want to go fry some chicken.
I'm telling you right now. See, because you can fry some chicken. See, not a lot of people. They be like, you going to go get chicken? No, I'm going to go fry me some. I keep some wings in the freezer just for that, you know. Well, I got
man,
a chicken moment.
Listen. Check this out. I fry my chicken with three ingredients anytime I deep fry. And everybody be like, that's all you going to season it with? I'm like, mm-hmm. They be like, you sure? I'm like, mm-hmm.
Probably all need.
And then once they taste it, that chicken be gone. Gone. Salt, pepper, and paprika, and flour. That's it.
There you go. That's all you need.
Well, I'll be on my kernel, so I ain't going to talk about the stuff I put my chicken in, but I can tell you right now, I got three varieties. I got my lemon pepper chicken wings, which are always a hit. One contest with those, for real. I got my regular chicken wings, and then I got my Cajun chicken wings.
Oh, yeah. You can't go wrong with the Cajun. Oh, man.
Now, Cajun with some hot honey dripped over the top of them joints. Get the sweet and the heat.
Ooh.
Savory and the sweet. Come on. Savory, sweet heat.
Buddy.
That's what I'm talking about. Anyways. All right. So, Express Your Vibe. Let me see what I got. Come through. Kick some wildness, you know. This is the vibe I'm on. I've been on this vibe, so I'm gonna be on this vibe. So let me kick this vibe off real quick. Hold on. Just tell me if it's too loud. Is it too loud?
That's fine.
All right. Ben, is that too loud?
Go ahead, Al.
No, it sounds good. It sounds good.
All right. Good. We are connected. You awaken me, kiss my spirit from seven leagues, and yet I feel you firmly on my lips. You bask in the light of my soul, touch my enemy as if you were touching the most intimate parts of me. Gently, gently. Your smile comforts me, returns the confection with a ton of affection that your presence is warm within me sweetly. Woman, you got me. You got a fight in you. You dance deftly, two-step your passion and make my mind part. Squeeze my heart when you waltz. Open your arms and I feel your pace, the way you caramba your spirit and fill my space. You inspire the king in me. You raise my spirit. Love me gentle, but keep your hug strong. You give me sweet. Kiss my hips with your divinity. Cross my lips with sacred intimacy. You make my chakras emanate pure joy from the love that we make. And I didn't know how to belong until you called me yours, but somehow we are still free, romantically, no boundary. Our line stepping is habitual. The ritual of loving kindness, heartbeats caressing, kinetic energy beating through chest, the blessing of never stressing, always knowing how the seed is growing, ever and a day. With light, with love. I didn't know how to belong till your lips taught me a song which sang about the glory of loving you. Poem.
Oh, my God. I remember that. I love that one. I hate you, Hive. I'm gonna be like J-Rob. I hate you. Man, come on. That was so beautiful. Dag nabby. So nice. That was swim worthy, all right, Hive?
No, I'm trying. Listen, I'm trying to be like Mr. Pineapple Calligraphy over there.
Oh, Lord.
Man, listen. Mr. Pineapple Calligraphy was listening to your piece and wrote what the dopest lines, because you inspired me, bro. You me, bro. You know?
Beautiful.
And that's one of the things about Mojave's love pieces, right?
It
always puts you in a tranquil place. And I dig that. And every time I listen to him, when he does these kinds of pieces, it just makes me want to write more. But wait till I just tell y'all what this line is. This line in my next love piece. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Mm. My.
Mm.
So thank you.
Thank you. I got a line from somebody today. They said,
all right.
For what I'm about to do to you, I'm not sure that your insurance is going to cover.
Ooh, I like that. I like that.
And I told my cousin, I said, you didn't put it in a poem yet, did you? He said, no. I said, I'm stealing it.
Oh, man.
Because he said that real smooth. Like, I was like, But, we trade lines all day. Hot lines. Crazy.
I look forward to it.
I look forward
to it. Well, Harvey, thank you
so
much, darling. Thank you so much. Because that
well, thank you for having me.
Thank you,
yes. Brother.
Now, what
so,
you got going on
next
Tuesday?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yes, yeah.
Let me see. So, next Tuesday, we're going to do a little bit of empowerment. We're going to interview the ladies of Her Temple Monologue. It's going to be good. Her Temple Monologue is a sisterhood, spoken word group out of Albany, New York. They have been serving the community, do amazing things, and raise so much money and
mm-hmm.
do so many things and do so many causes. And I'm going to bring the two main miscreants. Nah, let me stop. They're not miscreants. I'm going to bring the two main queens in here to come in here and let them
okay.
really interview them, talk to them, talk about their favorite stuff. They're pretty they're pretty dope individuals, you know. And it's open mic, so you know I'm actually going to be like, yo, come through, spit, have a good time.
All right.
Let's get wild with it.
Sounds good.
Yay.
Sounds good.
Yep.
All right.
Can't wait, brother.
Oh, wait. And just real quick, for next month's Honey
mm-hmm.
Dripper Erotic Poetry Collective Joint on Epiphany Radio Universe, the theme is Take This Piece. Do with it as you will. Take this piece.
Oh, my.
Do with it as you will. Do not play with it, or maybe you should play with it. I don't care. Whatever you're going to do, do what you want to do. It's going to be pretty nifty. Take this piece.
All righty then.
All right.
Well, do.
Yes,
all right.
Sir.
Well, we're going to set you into the groovy lounge and the beanbag chair and the lava lamp going up. All right. It's on.
Listen.
Going up and down. All right.
Bad things happen in beanbag chairs. I just want to just say that for the record. If I see a beanbag chair in your living room and you tell me you're not having sex, I'm going to call you a liar. Anyway, we're not going to talk about that now.
We're not going to talk about that? All right.
Right.
Thank you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. All right.
All right.
But,
Lord have mercy. He is a mess. He's a hot mess. Oh, Lord. Next on the mic is Mr. Automatic Charismatic. What's going on, Auto? Welcome to Express Your Vibe. Auto, are you muted?
Mr. Automatic Charismatic, are you there? Auto.
Oh.
Hey,
welcome
what's up?
Okay. Hello. Welcome to Express Your Vibe.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah. It's wow. Yeah. You know, thank you. I heard y'all doing love poems tonight.
Well, it's whatever you want to do. It's your vibe. It's whatever you feel like. Don't.
Yeah, it's your vibe, bro.
However you feel. Right. What you got?
You know what? Since you said wherever my vibe is,
right.
I'm gonna
mm-hmm.
do a poem. Can you feel the vibe?
All right.
And
the mic is yours.
This is a freestyle, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm not hesitating. I'm mowing these deep birds. It's like I'm evaluating. You want the words of the participation. I'm going to give you the invite to speak into my life and everything in sight. I write what is written. My words is like more what can you bitch. My time is like on the table. And if you can feel the vibe, I'm hoping that you're willing and able. This is my time, my words to prefer, and what the days living in this lifestyle may occur. My love is the assurance. Feel the vibe of more of what I speak into reality. My capacity, my audacity, even to think that, yes, I could build something around you. because everything in this lifestyle of my love is just for you, for whatever I could do. The value in different stages and different places or many cases in the world of mine. And I want to say, if you can feel the vibe, because I got different type of vibes, different types, DNA types. Love is the words to even concentrate. Before I take a deep breath, let you know that I need something to you can relate. My words, yes. It'll come again, and let it be known, and let it be shown. See, if you can feel the vibe, I'll let you know that I'm definitely feeling you. This is Automatic Charismatic Lyrical Engine. 10 years in the morning, 5 in drive.
Man.
Wow.
That was a nice vibe.
I liked it.
That was a nice vibe,
man. It was
man.
Very
I liked
nice.
That, too.
That was a very nice vibe, yeah. Mm-hmm.
On that one. Nice, nice,
nice. All right.
Thank you. I bring
upon
my mind.
That's all
right. Yeah, I'm up here, you know, chilling up in this truck. I'd say, yeah, let me go ahead and call because, you know, I'm just in this truck and just, you know, chilling.
Nice.
There
nice,
you go.
Mr. Truck driver.
Bye-bye.
Well, we're going to put you in the groove lounge, all right?
Oh,
with the beanbag.
Ooh, let's do tonight.
With the lava lamp going. Absolutely.
Earth, wind, and fire.
So right now, it's all blaring in the background. Trust and believe, all right? All right. Thank you so much. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, bro.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 10:58. If you're listening online, you better call in. Area code 319-527-6300 before the Blog Talk Lady cuts you off. And she will do that, okay? Trust me. So y'all better call
for sure.
in.
For sure. She will cut you slam
yes.
off.
Yep. You know what? Poetic, my other New York John is here. He's
uh-oh,
my favorite romance poet. Uh-oh. Oh, you know this, man.
This sound like my brother. This sound like my brother.
What's happening, people?
This is my brother.
How are
hey,
you,
Rob. No fine. What's good with you, bro?
Hey, man.
The poet
Laurie. I'm just trying to do good things for good people while I'm in the same space of being just another good brother. How y'all doing tonight?
Doing pretty good, bro.
We're good.
All right. I ain't complaining, man. Why complain? We had a dope show last night, man, and a lot of compliments. So, you know, the poetry
did,
gods
really
have been
did.
Looking down on us.
Yeah, man. Man, I just about to congratulate you, man. You and that guy named Poetic, man. Y'all did a phenomenal job last night hosting that show, man. I'm glad I was able to partake and be a part of it. That show was amazing. All of the poets
Everything
that came through there, man.
That y'all
just,
heard was from Poetic. I'm spilling the tea. Everything y'all heard came from the pen of Poetic.
Nope. Mm-mm. I cannot agree with that. I can't do it.
I was there. Everything that y'all heard came from the pen of Poetic. I was there.
J-Rod
I was there. I want to lie, but nope.
He wrote my piece. Scribed his piece and said, this is it. This is how we doing it. I was like, yes, sir. I'm all on board. I can't take all the credit.
That was all right.
Oh, there y'all go. Well, J-Rob, I want to know something tonight. What's your vibe?
What do you
mean? I want to know that. What's your vibe?
What do you mean?
Express your vibe. Whatever you feel, I want you to express your vibe in a piece. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Oh.
We gotta talk about your introductions, Mama. She's like, "What's your vibe?" I'm like, "Girl, I'm like Mojave. I'm trying to be cooler than ice." But okay. But since Mojave did that, I gotta do this. Can y'all hear that?
Oh yeah, bro. We can hear that.
You can hear that?
Yeah.
Cool. Let me dance and romance your sweet ass into a wet dream of your deepest desires. And then let's surf along the 250 billion stars that make up the Milky Way and do everything in any way that chooses you, as long as it pleases you, as you bless me with your smile, humming your robe of spirituals as this thing that sings songs, that harps play are reminiscent of Egyptian romantic interludes in Arabic deserts, like finding love letters written by sun gods to Ya Ashatowe, describing how two souls rule empires while dancing along beams of lights. You are the complete woman, flaws and all. And when you're home alone, allowing me to mentally inject you with something deeper than anything erect, with silent, fever-pitched harmonies that resemble slow, rhythmic heartbeats, because that's what you heard in my chest as you fell asleep in my arms. It's that same rhythm that skates along the polyrhythms of slow djembe drum beats that are reminiscent of us. When I saw a lot of the things in my peripheral vision, but all those things that I ever saw were just pieces of a dream. Staring at the parts that caught my attention, it was you that captured my imagination from time immemorial, because I finally found what the color of love softly looks like every time I look at you and you speak to me in the language of infinity. And that's that piece.
Well, then, just come in and, you know, around, you know, this time and just, you know, say all those words. And I got to go to bed, okay? I got to go to bed. I got to sleep tonight. But your words will have me thinking like, wow. All like, wow. Can't do that.
I didn't do nothing.
Yes, you did. You always say, I ain't do nothing. But you
always.
Stand accused.
I ain't do nothing.
Y'all see, that this my
that
brother.
That was beautiful.
This piece.
That was beautiful.
This piece kind of lets you know that he orchestrated the whole Get Down episode last night, because he wrote this piece. See, he, you know, the truth always reveals itself. So my brother, I thank you for this piece, and I thank you for expressing your vibe the way that you did. Phenomenal Ink as always, bro. Always, man.
I appreciate you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. We'll send you to the groove. You lounge. The lava lamp is
Yo.
Hot. It's going up and
I appreciate
down.
You.
I got
I appreciate you.
In the box next to you, and I know you do, babe. I appreciate it.
Just keep treating me the way you treat me. I love y'all.
Uh-oh. We love you,
y'all
too.
Have a great
one.
One
love, one mic. All right.
One and one. All right.
One love, one mic, my brother. Hey, whoa. J-Rap.
Uh-oh.
Sir?
What you got going on in Epiphany Universe,
no,
bro?
No. I'm not talking about the Epiphany Universe on a Friday night, baby, because right now I'm still in the get down mode and zone. So I'm still basking in the effervescence of yesterday's that will never happen tomorrow, because tomorrow already said I'm jealous from what yesterday already brought. So I'm already here. I'm just telling y'all better tune in next week. Yo, will hear what's coming soon. And you might enjoy the smoke. Hint, hint. So, y'all both have a great night.
Yes, sir, my brother.
Thank you. You too.
Peace, y'all.
Peace.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. That's my brother, mm-hmm. J-Rab.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go ahead and do the Epiphany lineup while we're here. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for Let's Talk About It, where we do Date Night differently with your host, Devan Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And we simply want to know, how was your relationship with yourself? And then join us Sunday night for the Inspiration Factor with your host, Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. And then Monday night, y'all, listen, the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet Douglas Shaw, essentially Janice holding down the event page, La Perla La Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night is going to be Mojave with the Hidden, and, oh, man, listen, he's got some dynamic poets coming through, artists. Man, listen, y'all just got to tune in. Wednesday night, man, listen, Sexy Divas of Epiphany, La Perla La Negra, and Ms. VIP in the Love Zone. And then Thursday night, you just heard from my brother, J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic, as we do the Get Down. Dare I say, the hottest night of the week for poetry, the Get Down. Make sure y'all tune in. And then we'll be right back here next Friday, y'all, for Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Ms. VIP, back to you.
All right. I think I'd like to do one more. What do you think? What do you think, Poetic? Can I do one more?
I can queue up one more as well. Yeah, absolutely. That's...
All right. This piece is called Two Steps More. Okay?
All right.
You ready? All righty.
Express your
hand
vibe.
Is before me. Oh, thank you. Two steps more. Your hand is before me. No words spoken. I take it and immediately I feel safe in your arms. As we dance, my inhibitions faded. You called me Lady Soul. I let you lead. Your hand on my back let me know you could take the reins of my imagination. I marvel at your mood. You two-stepped me into the moonlight. It felt so good. I kicked my shoes off. I asked you, can we have this night? See, I was in need of rescue, someone to move me, soothe me, get rid of my frustration. You didn't know. You took my hand, we trusted you, and went with the flow. As we moved in sync, the music slowed. I became a beautiful victim to your charms. I didn't want the night to end. I just wanted to dance and stay in your arms.
I held tight to your waistline. Do we dare share another dance? For a dance is a kiss without words. You feel so warm in my arms that you're shivering. Are you experiencing synchronized expression? In this, our first dance, where the touching of thighs and first impressions may come with imprinted memories. Dancing is lovemaking erect. Do you feel who you're dancing with? Even with the tempo change, our hands never left their clasp. Is it possible they knew they'd be guided to rest on the crest of your, yes, I moved them lower. We move slower to the beat than it asks us to. When music speaks, who do we answer to? Our thighs spoke a different language. They told us what they could manage. Damn it. Who's charming whom? Whom do you seek, Lady Soul?
I'm shy, but with you I don't have to be. I seek release from what's been holding me back. I look up at you. I know it's you I dance with. Your eyes ask me this and more. We share a soulful, unspoken message. I feel your fingers intertwine with mine. I felt strength as you held me closer. Tonight, we answer to the music. If it stops, can you hold me tight? I want to smell your cologne, to hear your heartbeat sync with mine. Your heartbeat is my music. Whom I seek is you.
Let's not waste a step as we step further into not waiting. Let's not slow drag with my hand guide your quickening. I'll never hum in your ear and disrupt this feeling. Dance, lady soul. Dance your presentation. Step away from frustrated days of practice moves. Reenact this groove as insomnia loses its hold on you. Have you ever felt so free before? An ended dance will never end the chance of your release. For a dance is a kiss without words. Peace.
See, y'all sneaky. Y'all sneaky. Definitely sneaky. Dope collab number two.
We had to do it.
Hey, I'm feeling that vibe. I'm feeling that vibe. I love that. I love that piece, both of you. Very well done. Very well done.
Appreciate you, brother.
I appreciate
y'all,
man.
All right, babe. Thank you so much again, Joe.
Yeah, it was a pleasure, Ms. VIP. Absolutely.
All right. All right. Poetic, it is your turn. Express your vibe.
I mean, you really want me to go behind that? I mean, you had me go first last time. Yeah, you want me to go behind that? Fine.
No. It's all good. It's all good. The vibe is good.
All right. You wondering when I can see your ebony hue, that sun-kissed chocolate melanin absorbing the rays from its warmth, melting my heart from your existence, daydreaming about your consistence. Yeah, I've been thinking about you. And just what am I going to do when I get next to your heartbeat and my physical being seeks your residual energy from the top of my head down to my feet? Because thinking about you all day, my feelings get in the way. I try not to seem too anxious about what I want to be mine. I want to bask in your black sunshine. Tell the world that my natural tan is because she's the one for me, and I've been thinking about you. Waiting for you to tell me is true, that your visions of a sunset included me and you're no longer brokenhearted yet. That way I'm in love with love I feel. I feel so excited to randomly have thoughts of your smile and your softness seals the deal. I've definitely been thinking about you. Sad that all the things I've been through could have been avoided too if I only would have met you. To show me the existence of real love, and I begin to understand why I become so addicted to not just you, but the way I think about you. Would you, could you, can you, will you give me just a little more to think about? Maybe show me how I should have no doubt. Give me more soothing sensations that make love's vibrations. Let them ripple through my soul, make me whole, because without you, I'm incomplete. Competent enough to say the words, yet fragile enough to stop defeat, because I've been broken. Yet my heart wants to open, all because of what's coming into view. See, I've been thinking about you, and that's that vibe.
Oh, my God. Loved it. Oh, my goodness. You've been thinking about. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know who you've been thinking about, but I'm going to tell you right now. Whoever it is, that's a lucky woman. My gracious.
Thank you.
I love that. Wow.
I haven't been thinking about anyone. That's me and what I want to be thinking about when I think about the
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord, and I feel that. Because I have been expressing lately, like my brain has been in the romance mode. I figured since I'm not attached, I might as well write about it. And that's how my vibe got tonight.
Absolutely.
And the collab just came by. The collabs came by accident. And but I'm so glad they were wonderful accidents, because Joe is so easy to write with. So second he puts something out, my brain just starts going. And that's how it should be, you know, iron sharpens iron. And I love that. I love my pen pushed. So it's a wonderful thing.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, VIP, now I'm thinking back over the years, Joe the Verbal Mind Dance is probably one of the only poets that I haven't had a chance to collab with myself.
Wow. Really? Well, see, you know, I've only been on, what, 3 years? So I never knew him until Epiphany, so.
Yeah. So, Joe the Verbal, I got an idea, brother. I'm going to throw at you. Let me know what you think. I got an idea. But, yeah.
That's what's up. Uh-oh. That is totally what's up. Yeah,
man, you know what? It's quite a few of y'all that I ain't collab with now to think about it. That's because y'all just be too busy for little old me. I understand. I understand. It's okay. I understand. It's okay.
Now, you know, all you have to do is send me something and the words just come. They will look, send it, and they will come, right? So it's all good.
Okay.
Send me something.
I got you.
All right. There you go. I'm sure Danielle got you, too.
Yeah, she's on my list, too.
Something. Her little brain. Her brain.
Because listening with her and Dave did.
Oh, my goodness. That was one of
beautiful.
The most beautiful things I've ever heard. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
They did such an excellent job. Yes.
That's good. They definitely did.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, shall we continue on down the line, or shall we, you know?
Ain't nobody else got their hands raised. I mean, I'm co-host, so it's whatever you decide you want to do.
Well, I think it is time to end, because it's been a beautiful night. It really, really has. And
absolutely.
All the poets came out, showed up and showed out in one way or the other. Woo! And all my bean bags are full, so.
That's all right.
Hey, look, I got some special ones from Lovesack. Those things are so good, you don't even want to come out of them. So, Oh, yeah. I got that.
I don't know.
Kind.
I've seen these. Have you seen little ads for those oversized ones, and the people just just jump into them and they,
trying to tell you, those are the ones I had. Those are the ones that people can't get out of.
I couldn't have those. My kids be then jumped all into those and they get lost, and I be trying to find them. Can't do it.
Oh my goodness, that is funny. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, crazy.
Let's talk about it. Where we date might differently. And tonight, y'all, it's just going to be open poetry. Bring whatever you like, because I really want to engage in how your relationship is with yourself. We got to make sure that we're okay. So that's what we're going to do tomorrow.
You know what?
We're going to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. I'm loving it. I can dig it. Well,
absolutely.
That's what's up. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of a wonderful show. And thank you all so much for coming out tonight. My co-host, phenomenal. Totally.
Thank you so much. I'm honored and humbled. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, ladies and gentlemen, y'all stay safe out there. The virus is still prominent. We're in another variant, and you know, everybody's like, oh, you can ease up and not wear your mask, but for me, I'm not easing up on anything. I have other issues, so I don't want anything to be aggravated. All right, so y'all stay safe out there. God bless you. Poetic, last words, any?
Epiphany Radio thanks you. We appreciate you. Without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. So we want to make sure that we don't leave you out, because you are the important part here. Above all mm-hmm. that we do, we need you.
Absolutely.
We love you, so thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. All right. Can you take us out?
Let's see. I can definitely take us out. I'm gonna dip into my playlist, if y'all don't mind.
Ooh.
And I'm gonna put one of my favorites, so I hope you enjoy.
All right.
Late night, I call your phone. Lately, you have no time. You're looking out for you now. Finally prioritized, and I knew you would, but could say something. Sometimes it's better when you yell than when you say nothing. But you're getting tired of explaining everything that you need. More water, less stress, more sex, more carefree. Don't wanna hurt no more, not over me. Cause I'm not worth it and this ain't working and running out of words again. And now that you know you are better than I was ready for, it's not like before, oh no. Tonight I'm making up for it all. For every time I let you cry, I know you've had to accept apologies you haven't got it yet.
That makes things hard to forget.
I know. Hope you aren't telling your friends that you need more water, less stress, more sex, less of me. Looking for someone more mature than me. Somebody else who can keep better habits, and you're not having it. Cause now that you know, oh, you are better than I was ready for. It's not like before, yeah. Now I'm making up for it all. For every time to cry, mm-hmm. I will make your whole body smile. Please don't say no. Please just say yeah, yeah, yeah. Please don't say no. Mm-hmm. I will make your whole body.